What's up, sunshine? Welcome to the show. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, your 10 minutes of news where I simply tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. Teacher Time Tuesday, this September 30th. Thanks to all the educators out there for inspiring and informing us and for allowing me to be part of your day. Give a teacher a high five, heart hands, or a fist bump today. Let them know I see you. Your 10 minutes of news starts now. Big developments in the push to end the war in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was at the White House Monday, meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump to discuss a U.S.-led peace plan proposal for the war-torn enclave. Sources say the Trump administration's 21-point plan includes the release of all hostages held by Hamas, the terror group that controls Gaza and orchestrated the October 7th attacks on Israel. The plan also sets up a roadmap for Gaza once Israel's war ends and bars forced displacement of its Palestinian residents. The key meeting comes as Israel has escalated its military operations in Gaza City, despite growing pressure from the international community. Netanyahu has vowed to continue those operations until Hamas is destroyed. Meanwhile, the flotilla, or fleet of ships carrying vital humanitarian aid, is continuing its trek towards Gaza, despite a series of recent drone attacks on the ships and a warning from Israel that it will take, quote, necessary measures to prevent them from breaching its naval blockade, which has been in place since Hamas took control of Gaza in 2007. Our Ben Wiedemann has more.
The ships, more than 40, are heading east across the Mediterranean toward Gaza.
Our mission is to break the illegal Israeli siege and create a people's humanitarian corridor.
This is the so-called Global Sumud Flotilla. Sumud is Arabic for steadfastness, composed of hundreds of activists from Europe, the Middle East, and beyond. It may look idyllic, but it's a perilous journey. The last attempt to break the blockade in June saw Israeli troops board a ship, the Madleen, detaining passengers and crew. Swedish activist Greta Thunberg was among them and is back trying to reach Gaza again.
We are doing this because our governments and elected officials are failing to step up. The UN Commission has now also confirmed that this is a genocide going on in Gaza, and that means that under international law, states have a legal obligation to act to stop that genocide from happening, and ending their complicity, ending arms transfers, and applying a real pressure.
The activists say Israeli drones have already targeted the flotilla several times. Israeli officials declined to comment on the incidents. Italy and Spain have sent Navy ships to accompany the flotilla in international waters, and the Italian government has appealed to the activists to stop short of Gaza to unload their cargo in Cyprus and allow Israel or the Catholic Church to take it in. The activists refused. Israel claims the flotilla is a publicity stunt that only serves Hamas. Thunberg told us they come in peace.
We pose no threats. We are not carrying weapons. We are carrying food, medical supplies, baby formula, diapers, sanitary products for the people of Gaza.
Pop quiz, hot shot. What country boasts the world's largest population of elephants? Kenya, Tanzania, Botswana, or South Africa? If you said Botswana, Botswana I'm talking about. The Southern African nation is home to about 130,000 elephants. It's believed that elephants migrated to the relative safety of Botswana over time, following widespread poaching in countries like Namibia and Angola. They say an elephant never forgets, but it's the people of Botswana who are celebrating an unforgettable achievement. Track and field stars from the African nation are returning home as heroes after winning a pair of historic gold medals at the 2025 World Athletics Championships in Tokyo. Our Larry Madowo has more.
The party is still going on in Botswana's capital, Gaborone, a nation of just 2.6 million people. Now among the giants of world athletics.
It was really amazing going around the city and giving thanks to Botswana who have been there for us.
Returning home from the Athletics World Championships in Tokyo, Botswana's track and field heroes have been greeted like royalty. The golden performances lifted the country into the top five of the medal table ahead of nations many times their size. and their achievements even prompted the president to declare a national holiday.
A national holiday enables our people to express their happiness, to go out into the streets.
At just 21, Colin Kabinatshipi has the world at his feet, taking the 400 meters title, then anchoring the 4x400 meters team to gold, paving the USA in the pouring rain, and with it, achieving a historic first victory for an African nation.
Nowadays, people have to get used to and know that we are competing on world stages to bring medals home, not only to go there and participate.
Konnichiwa. His teammate, Letsile Teboho, is already a global star, having stormed to 200 meters gold at last year's Olympic Games.
For us to win that 4x4 gold medal for Africa, because it's no longer about the country, it meant a lot to us because we're carrying so many people's hopes.
And their success is sparking something new. A generation of young Botswana who now believe they too can shine on the world stage.
The guys in Tokyo have done it all. They have shown us that everything is possible. They've taken Botswana to a whole other different type of competition.
For Junior Keitsile, a youth swimmer on the national team, and countless others, Botswana's runners have shown that no dream is too big, no matter the size of your country.
I think it was a pretty amazing thing, and it has motivated a whole lot of guys. Everyone is happy, the nation is happy, and we have a holiday.
From the track to the swimming pool, a new generation is dreaming bigger, inspired by the trailblazers who put Botswana on the map.
I love you too. Bye-bye.
Earlier this month, we told you about how rapper Bad Bunny was turbo-boosting the Puerto Rican economy with his summer-long concert series. And now, some good news for those of us wishing he would book some venues on the mainland. He is performing at the Super Bowl. Here's the announcement. The three-time Grammy winner will headline the halftime show for Super Bowl 60. It'll take place February 8th at the home stadium for the San Francisco 49ers. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, an absolutely adorable story out of LA. The Los Angeles Zoo welcomed two baby chimpanzees over the last couple of weeks. First chimps born at the zoo in 11 years, chimply amazing. Visitors are going bananas to see them, but they can only get glimpses of these infant females in limited windows because they're being kept in a private area so they can get some mama baby bonding time. Their moms are 35 and 26 years old. These births are significant. Chimpanzees are great apes, belonging to the scientific family Hominidae, along with gorillas, orangutans, and humans, and they are classified as endangered by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Very ape-sighting. Also ape-sighting, we just got some really great news and opportunity here at CNN 10 headquarters. We're going to be interviewing the FDA commissioner, Marty McCary, and we want to use some of your questions. The FDA, or U.S. Food and Drug Administration, is the part of our government that protects public health, right? It assures the safety of our nation's food supply. For example, the FDA just stopped allowing certain types of food dyes to be used in some of our snack foods. They also make sure that packaging is childproof. Another example, if a farm has a bacteria outbreak, the FDA lets the public know about it and any recalls that may take place. They're also in charge of making sure all of our medicines and skin products are safe. So we want to hear from you. What do you want to know about food and medicine regulation? Teachers, what's something you think your students need to hear about? Send your question, school, city, and state, to CNN10@CNN.com, and you may see your question being asked to the FDA Commissioner, Marty McCary. I am here to serve. I'm also here for some shout-outs. This first one goes to Mrs. Powers at Calhoun Elementary in Calhoun, Georgia. Go Yellow Jackets. Thank you for the kind note about our show. And this one goes to Trafalgar Middle School in Cape Coral, Florida. Rise up. You are jawsome. Wow, those are good. Tomorrow's Your Word Wednesday. Follow us at Koi Wire and at CNN10 on Instagram. Put your unique vocabulary word and definition in the comment section of our most recent posts, and we're going to choose a winner to work into tomorrow's show. Make it an awesome day, everyone. Remember, what is within influences what happens without. So get that mind right, sunshine. I'm Koi Wire. We are CNN 10.